Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 16 and 18 and 19. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." A play on words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you need help building an ark, I know a guy. Did you know that airplanes were in the Bible? Yeah, Pontius was a pilot. Okay, one more. Did you know that baseball is in the Bible? It's right there in Genesis 1, in the beginning. Each of these statements is a play on words. The entire statement taken together makes us think about the words in a new way. Whether it's Noah or Pontius Pilate or in the beginning God created, a play on words makes us think about things in a new way. Jesus does the same thing in today's reading. He makes us think about things in a new way. The Jewish leaders didn't want to believe that Jesus is God. When Jesus started flipping tables and driving out the animals, they asked, "What sign will you give us to prove that you can do this?" They didn't believe that Jesus was God, so they demanded proof. "Show us right now. What gives you the right to do this? Show us. Prove it." And instead of giving proof, Jesus answers with a prophecy, a play on words. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." The Jewish leaders didn't want to believe that Jesus is God, so they scoffed, "No one can do that." Except Jesus did. His body was destroyed, and he died on Good Friday. On the third day, Jesus raised himself from the dead. He proved that he had the authority to cleanse the temple, because he had even greater authority, the power to lay down his life and take it up again. We pray to our Savior. Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy suffering, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.